Hi there, my name is Prakash Chandran, and this is a Pfizer podcast series. In our fourth and final patient case, SP, Dr. Roney will share the treatment course of a patient who tried multiple agents in various combinations. This is a fast-paced episode without as much discussion, but see if you can count how many GLP-1 RAs she tried. Dr. Roney, tell us about SP.
So this is SP, a 48-year-old woman who had a lap band, but was complaining of a lot of cravings. So she had lost and got down to about 175 pounds, but she was plagued by intrusive thinking about food. When she came, she was on phentermine and liraglutide, and we added lorcaserin. Her weight stabilized, and she wasn't losing, but it improved the thinking about food. We tried pramlintide, canagliflozin, and metformin. This person is executive, so like whatever we give her, you know, she was very willing. And this worked really well, much less thinking about food, but she's really not losing weight. We changed Lyra to exenatide. We tried all kinds of different things. Then we tried to change exenatide to dulaglutide.
We discontinued the dula because of side effects, but her weight got to the lowest she'd ever been. And you can see that stopping the GLP-1, she started to regain weight. We restarted it, but then she ran into side effects again.
By the way, in the middle of this, the lap band had to be removed because it was infected. So the medicine, even without the lap band, was effective at maintaining her weight, and she actually lost some weight. She stabilized, but decided she wanted to try to lose more weight. So she went for a procedure called an endoscopic sleeve gastroplasty, in which a scope is put in, and using the endoscopic sewing techniques, it's over-sewn, so your stomach becomes a thin tube, and it really did not produce weight loss. But we had discontinued phentermine at that time. We restarted phentermine a couple of months later, and we also added semaglutide. She was on bupropion, and she lost down basically her low weight on that combination and stabilized.
We added topiramate at a certain point. She lost a little bit more. And then we discontinued phentermine because of the side effect of activation.
And then finally, we added pramlintide, an amylin analog. So cagrilintide from Novo Nordisk is going to the long-acting version of pramlintide. She's on semaglutide, and we're weaning her off Topamax. So she's basically going to be on pramlintide, semaglutide, bupropion as regimen, and she's now at about 150 pounds, the lowest weight she's been.
What prompts you to interrupt or switch GLP-1 RA treatment? And if you're planning to switch, do you have a typical time-off duration before you start a new one?
There are a couple of situations where we might interrupt or switch GLP-1 receptor agonist treatment. A couple of the reasons we might do it are if someone's having side effects. If someone's having side effects, we would give them a few weeks off before we would switch to another medication in most cases. But sometimes we'll just transition. So if it's a weekly compound, we'll stop one and shift on the exact same schedule to the next agent with no break in between. If someone's having significant side effects, nausea, vomiting, the typical gastrointestinal side effects, will often give them a break of a couple of weeks to let things stabilize and then restart the new GLP-1. Unfortunately, right now, insurance coverage is the most important determinant of which medication we choose for any given patient. If medicines aren't covered, for most patients, they're not affordable. And so if we don't have coverage, we tend to use older, generically available medications, which, while effective, may not be as effective as the newer drugs. I think insurance coverage of these agents is a critical issue. And in order to move forward in the field of obesity medicine, it will require providers to work closely with payers and employers to demonstrate the efficacy, the improvement in outcomes that we know are there. The insurance formulary, copays, or lack of coverage definitely influence the order and combinations that are available for treating any individual patient and continuing to examine the patient's response, symptoms, and side effects can help providers decide on the most appropriate treatment combination.
As you heard from Dr. Aroney, there are many factors that play into the decision-making of obesity medicine. SP was not subjected to access limitations, and she tried multiple GLP-1 RAs before finding the right fit. How many did you count? She started on liraglutide, which was changed to exenatide, and then dulaglutide. This was held for side effects and later restarted. Ultimately, SP was changed to semaglutide, her fourth and final GLP-1 RA. Thank you so much for listening. This has been the Pfizer Podcast Series. My name is Prakash Chandran, and we'll talk next time.